Hi, I am Charlie Doucette, son of Richard and Jenny, born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I am 13 years old. I will be interviewing my aunt Susan Doucette.
Hi, I'm Susan Doucette, age 65, of St. Regis Falls, New York. I'm the oldest of five Doucette siblings, including Charlie's dad, who came with our parents, Jack and Jean Murphy Doucette.
I will be starting off the interview with question one. How did you first find out about Holiday Acres, and what year did you first come?
My mother and a girlfriend took a train from Milwaukee in the 1940s to Blazing Shorewood Vista, which is down the road on Lake George, and it was run by the Blazings. 20 years later, my mother and her friend were looking for a resort for our families to go to and discovered Holiday Acres down the road. That was 1962. And they liked Holiday Acres because they didn't have to sign up for the American plan, which was three meals a day in the restaurant, and it had little cabins and a sandy beach and a beautiful lake.
What are your childhood memories and those of your siblings?
Well, I have lots of memories of the old lodge, which was very rustic, and we played cards in the little lobby, and we played something called knuckles, where you wrap the cards over your knuckles, and Kim would take us on snipe hunts, which were magical hunts for nothing, and there were little pinball machines and orange life preservers on the wall, and my brother remembers live trout in the pools in the Three Coins dining room. And my sister remembers the stable that you would walk through on little tiny pine seedlings that are now a forest, and remembers water skiing and rafting and the beach and a lot of memories like that.
I always remember tubing. That's like a staple for me. What did this place mean to you when you were growing up?
To me, it meant connections. I saw all the people that came every year, including family and friends that were like family. And it was something that never changed in my life because it's almost 56 years. I missed 2 years, I believe, for a birth of a child and when I moved to New York. But it's always been here for us, and that's what it kind of represents to me.
I kind of have the same thoughts about this place. Really just means family and, like, connections. What do you look forward to every year?
I look forward to seeing my immediate family. And now, not only my sons come from New York, but they're bringing their children. And I have six grandchildren. So that means a lot to me to see them do the things that I loved and my sons loved and now they love. And plus, I do see, like, your dad and my other siblings and all of you, my nieces and nephews, and also lifelong friends.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing my cousins, my friends here, but I also look forward to every time we drive into Holiday Acres, you get sniffs of the pine. We all have to roll down our windows, and you get that specific scent, and we're like, oh my God, we're here. What are some memories you have of your parents or my grandparents?
I remember our parents, it was their vacation, and they would have these big cocktail parties, and children were not included. It was very much for the parents. And they would have these parties, and they would all go out to dinner together. And I think the kids were left to devise our own fun, and I was a babysitter. But it definitely was their vacation.
Is there something from the old days that you really miss?
I miss my parents and their generation. I think they're the ones who started this tradition, and I'm really grateful they did, and I miss them every day, and some of the people were like colorful personalities, like you never really knew Dr. Waldron or Dr. Daly, and they would bring up their kits because kids got hurt on the beach every day, and there would be chili bake-offs that they would have, and I mean, they were just very larger-than-life people, and I miss them.
What do you feel when you arrive at Holiday Acres?
I feel happy. And I also, like you said about that scent, that pine smell. And I think I feel a great deal of anticipation because I know it's going to be a wonderful week regardless of weather. And I don't know. I just love it.
I know. I always feel like, I feel so, the week before, I'm always, like, getting so antsy. I'm like, oh, my gosh, guys, 7 days left. And then when I'm here, I'm kind of like, oh, my gosh, am I seriously here? My summer's almost over. But Dorian, I'm just so happy that I'm here to be with my family. Do you have special memories of the Holiday Acres crew or family?
I do. I have fond memories of the Zambons. They've always been here, and I can picture Doris, which is Kim's mom, being the hostess in the dining room and making sure everything went off without a hitch. And then I remember Jim coming up to the bar and kind of orchestrating and being the head person there for everybody. And I remember how hard Kim worked ever since he was a little boy, like emptying the pinball machines and, you know, taking care of the rowboats and the motors and all those. And also every little girl at the resort had a crush on Kim. And he probably doesn't know that to this day. But, you know, as someone said to me, well, everyone else was related. Probably true. But we all loved the Zambons, and we knew their horses, Banner and Red, and their dog, Zorro. And, you know, now our kids are friends, and it's just been a great relationship.
Well, speaking of crushes, do you remember your first Holiday Acres crush?
Yes, my first Holiday Acres crush was with a townie, someone from town, when we ventured out. And at that time, we would go to 3-2 bars, which were for 18-year-olds. When the drinking age was 21, it was watered-down beer, and we were probably 16. And I met someone from town, and he was my first true love. And I even left my college to go visit him in September.
What has changed since you were a kid?
Well, I don't think a lot has changed, and that is the beauty of the place. But I would say the biggest change is that we as kids had to devise our fun, like, you know, whether we made rafts or made picnics or things. And I think now we create more for our children, but I think that's probably just the way it is than being a child of the 60s. It was different.
I know that a lot has changed for me because now my cousin's getting older and now they have jobs, so they're not here every year or they're here for a limited time. So that's kind of weird for me. I'm like, oh my gosh, when I was little, used to be here like the whole week.
And you're the youngest of the next generation, mm-hmm. and you're really only 4 years older than my granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
So you've kind of the segue, you know, the person in between generations.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this type of vacation is important these days?
I do. You know, I just got back from Europe, and I've been to Europe a lot of times and traveled around the United States. And my sons, you know, your cousins that are older in their 30s or 40s, they would say the same thing. This week is all about family. And you can book lots of vacations to different places, but it's really about the people.
I know when I come here, I'm never on my phone really, because this vacation is just about having fun, hanging out with your family that you see once a year or twice a year. So it just really means a lot to me. And I think these are so important for kids to know, like, it doesn't have to be just digital. It can be, you can go tubing and have as much fun if you were, like, playing a game on your phone. Is there anything you would like me and my siblings and cousins to know?
Well, I would just tell you that appreciate this now, and if it means something to you, find a way to make it happen in your own life in the future and keep it going because, you know, you obviously enjoy it. And that's sort of a lesson, is that you see a model of what a family can do and how they keep something like this going. And, you know, maybe that's a little bit of a responsibility for you, but it's also something good, I think.
Yeah, I think when I have my own kids, I think I really want them to know that this is probably my most important vacation because it really does mean so much to everyone here. You see them once a year, but everybody here is like family. Like, I know the Harwoods, they're my family, even though we're not related at all. I just know them. I grew up with them. Why is this place so special to you?
Probably because of all the talking we've done already. It kind of is self-explanatory. But it will always be special for me because of family and just where it is and what it is.
Yeah. I think especially for, like, the people who grew up in Wisconsin and then, like, moved out to Iowa, New York, New Jersey, it's going back to, like, this home away from home, seeing everybody you know, and just, like, bonding.
Okay, well, I just want to say that I am so glad I asked you to interview me because I know you do a lot of drama and you're in the arts and everything, and I thought you would have some stage presence and speak well, and you've been awesome.
Thank you.
Really great.
Would you like to ask me any questions?
Let me think. What is your very favorite part of this vacation? I know we've talked about family, but can you think of an activity that you like?
Well, I know I love tubing, but I think my very favorite part is walking late at night to cabins and hearing the crunkling of, like, the stones. It just takes you back because it's just, I've been doing that for my whole life. Like, running because you're scared if a whole day is going to chase out at you. It just brings you back.
I think that's great. I think walking at night is a memory I have, too. And it is. That is neat.
I will feel like a forever child here.
Well, that's interesting you say that because I think I feel like a forever child, too. Because it does bring you back. And you have that. So that's interesting that you feel that way, too.
What were you really into? Did you like doing skiing or tubing?
I loved water skiing, and I got up right away. I don't know if it's because maybe the boats weren't as powerful. I think that may be a problem that we're having now with the little kids. But I got up. I could get up behind a 15-horse motor. I was 9 years old, and you just stood up. And I also liked the horses. They were right on the property at the time, and, you know, I've always had horses.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go horseback riding, and I would go every day. And I loved that. And also long lines of little girls rafting, and we would hold each other's feet, and we'd get towed by a 6-horse rowboat with one of our brothers driving. And I just really liked that.
Yeah, speaking of skiing, I didn't get up till I was, like, 9-ish, but now kids, because now there's a boom on my cousin's boat, and now kids are learning to ski at, like, 5, and they're pretty good. Like, one of my friends here, Emmett, has learned how to ski since he was, like, 6-ish, and he can drop a ski, and he's learned how to slalom, so I think that's so impressive.
It is. He also lives on a river, though, too, yeah. So he practices a little bit more. Always remember, if someone's really good at something, they may have a little bit of an advantage. It didn't just happen here, although, I mean, everybody gets maybe introduced here.
Yeah.
He has a little bit of an advantage.
Mm-hmm. So.
But that's what we think of Holiday Acres, so, and our experience.
Happy 75th anniversary, Holiday Acres.
Yes, and we hope to keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for interviewing me and answering my questions.
Yeah, thank you for letting me interview you and you interviewing me at a point in this interview. And I just had a lot of fun. I learned way more about my dad.
We didn't say everything, did we?
Right? No.
Right. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. You too.